What do they call it? All the animals and turtles, and then you got all kind of birds.
What kind of birds, yeah?
Well, you got the quail and the doves, and that's about the only eating bird, and you got a lot of blackbirds, and you got a lot of songbirds. You got the black, you got mockingbirds, and sparrows, and what they call tomtits, a little bitty bird.
What's that then?
A tomtit. A little bitty bird. About half as big as a sparrow. Mm-hmm. Used to be a great hunting bird when he was small, shooting air rifles. He was all feathers, you hardly ever hit him. But then we got blue jays, brown thrashers, red birds, and then we have some migratory birds come down every year. It's grackles. And then some kind of gray bird come down. They fly over to South America. And,
that's a pretty long way.
Then we got the red-tailed hawks and the owls. And
no,
I see a red-tailed hawk all along the route. He's a regular hawk and he fans his tail out. He got red on it. It's one of the scarcer birds.
What if you, Joe and I were driving,
I don't remember what road it was. It was a dirt road. I guess it was on the way out to the house. And it's a bird that eats meat and was lying on the road.
Oh, that's a buzzard.
How's that different from a hawk?
Well, a hawk won't eat nothing dead. A hawk catches his meat alive. Mm-hmm. And a hawk usually eats rats and little small ground animals. He'll eat moles. And just grab about them when I go. But the buzzard, he cleans up the road and all like that. Eats dead stuff.
How big would you say that was? It looked pretty substantial.
A buzzard would be 10 or 12 pounds. And last Sunday, I seen two of them light in the field, and they stopped and had a fight with each other like roosters. First time I've ever seen that.
You ever seen rooster fights?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. I've never seen one. I've read a couple stories.
You know. Well, nothing but the yard type. I was invited to some rooster fights one time. But I decided to be busy not to go. But they do have them around.
Yeah. They bet on them still and things like
that? Well, yeah. Put spurs on them. A fellow winning rooster, yeah, usually don't allow a rooster left when he gets through.
Yeah.
Losers always killed. And there is a mixed game around about over the county. And they meet and fight them all along. But nobody seems to notice it too heavy, and I suppose not too much about it. But rooster fighting is, well, it's not too heavy, I suppose, to give. They do a lot of it.
Yeah, I know up in North Georgia, I've seen some farms. These guys. It's not sanctioned by the official, but you see awful big spots.
A lot of them raise game chickens for a hobby. And when they raise them old roosters now, they put them in a pen by themselves. They fell out there.
Yeah.
Got a whole row of pens, each one by itself. They got a roll of wire, about 3 foot circle. Mm-hmm. And so you put some roosters in there by themselves, and they see the one next to them, they get madder and madder. And he's a pretty good con man.
Yeah.
He raised them roosters. I don't know if I fight to myself, I'm mad and dead. They're seldom doing it.
Well, yeah.
Have them all around.
You were saying?
Then the other bird we have here now is, I believe we got to the hawk. Then we got wild ducks and a few wild turkeys. And,
they're different names for different kind of turkeys?
Well, most of the wild turkey all the same thing. It's just some game and fish put out and reintroduced. A wild turkey is near about like a buzzard, I mean, for its appearances, but if you look at them real close, you'll understand real close to chemicals.
They have anything called a turkey buzzard down here?
Yeah, they have a turkey buzzard, too.
What is that? Different kind of bird?
Yeah, a turkey buzzard looks near about like a turkey.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But some of them call them vultures, but most of them call them buzzards.